This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Maybe a Hillman Jinx yesterday, adjacent, Megal brought up that she loves punk music, and then doesn't the drummer in that band, The Jam, pass away? Rick Buckler, drummer of that band, passed away at the age of 69 yesterday. This is Joe in the car. Hello, Joe.
Good morning, good morning.
What's up?
Hillman, there's two things I want to see tomorrow night. It's A, I want us to cheer when the Canadian anthem is sung.
Okay.
Because we need to unite and not divide.
Okay.
And also, and then go crazy when our national anthem is sung.
Yes.
And I would love to see Donald Trump there tomorrow night. That would be awesome. Well, that would be awesome. But
when it comes to those two options for the anthem, I know you'll get the latter. I don't know what you'll get when O Canada is sung at the Garden.
I hope they don't boo.
You do?
Yeah, I don't
you
like...
get some pettiness, though. You're going to get a little
I know.
Booze,
I'm with Joe. I hope that they don't boo. I think that in this world, I think, let's not add more hate. And I understand that it's not... We're not declaring war. But I think it would be... We'd be such the bigger person if we just, you know, let the Canadian anthem go and... We have so many Canadian players that we all love that play here in the U.S. So I don't know. I like
Michelle Obama's approach. You go low, we go high.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do.
That's always you, Curtis.
It's also my mantra.
By the way, it's also Wiggy's approach to life.
It's a great rivalry, and it's like it's great for the game, and that's what makes it. That's what actually makes the Four Nations tournament makes it cool. Is there's a little bit of bad blood, and it's not, you know. People got to be able to separate, understand how athletes and sports work. It's not, we don't like America, we don't like Canada. It's like, we want bragging rights to be like, we're the best hockey players in the world. So
it's everything that you have wanted and asked for,
right?
Specifically when it comes to whatever kind of all-star, mid-season all-star competition you're going to put together.
Right.
The guys... Because they're hockey players, they're into it. Like, they want to win.
Stop with that, because when it was the regular All-Star game, it wasn't like that.
They want to win for their country.
Yes, for their country.
Right.
But when it was the regular All-Star game.
That's...
Stop it. When it was a regular All-Star game. And
I'm just trying to get TC to call.
Yeah, I know that. When it was a regular NHL All-Star game, it was the same way the NBA was. It was just a glorified.
But credit to the NHL. Credit to the NHLPA for creating something.
Right.
That has generated the best ratings that they've had in hockey in 10, 15, 20 years, whatever the number is.
Also, that's, if Trump's here, traffic's going to be a nightmare. Right. Just
that's why my lead yesterday, Greg.
You said that on the show.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
That's
yes.
That one right over my head. My apologies.
That's why my lead yesterday was like for the NBA, I would love to see Team America versus Team World in basketball. It's always better when you pit a little bit of, like, you know, America versus the world, or, you know, like we did it in football. It's hard for us to do it in football, but we used to be like, oh, players from California are better than players from Georgia, and you kind of have those different rivalries of state.
Yeah.
That's what makes it fun, and I think that's what is such a great thing for the NHL, and I would love to see the NBA do that.
And to be fair, Courtney, yesterday I said that A-Rod was on my douche Mount Rushmore, which was rare because that was being low and not being kind. But Mego, 30 seconds later, said A-Rod and nobody complained. So
it's okay.
Kind of preferential treatment.
Yep.
All right, let's get to this.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up the Del Bambino and have me facing. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, what's up first this morning, Shime?
Well, Greg, let's begin with your Boston Red Sox, because they have been all over the headlines here. We heard Tristan Casas earlier talking in his press conference. Well, he then went and joined Tom Caron and Lou Maloney.
The old double down is what we call this, Shime.
The classic Jelani Tavai double down.
Yep.
Here was Tristan Casas.
Okay. I completely agreed with him. I think that he's the third baseman of this franchise for the time... you know, a long time to come, and he's, I don't know if there's a third baseman in the league that I would take over him, and his defense is constantly getting better every single year. That was the knock when I came up, that he was bad defensively, and then I see him come and make some barehanded plays, pick it in the back, diving all over, rolling bodies, throwing from his butt. I mean, he's just all over the place, and yeah, he'll boot a routine play. And I think that's why he gets docked so heavily. But he plays hard, and he really sets the tone out there at third base. And I want him on my at that position this year and for the next 10 as well. We'll see how the legs hold up, if the bats, you know, elite enough to. But, man, I think for this year, I think it makes the most sense.
Excuse me, who are you again? Why is he making this more of an issue?
Right.
It's not your decision to make. I hate to break it to people. The boss is the one who gets to make the important decisions, not the workers. Do you think Rafael Devers needs him to be out there defending him? I think
Devers probably appreciates it, but I do think that this Red Sox team, this is why they need more leadership in the clubhouse, because they don't have anybody that's saying, hey, when media asks you a question, say, above my pay grade.
Right.
You know, they don't have anybody that's going to tell them to do that, so they're
speaking
their mind.
But it starts with the manager.
Yeah.
We did it with Mayo. It starts with, like, the manager has to say that we're all wondering, we were talking about this 2 weeks before they signed Bregman on whether or not he'd play third base, whether they move Devers to DH. Is there a chance Devers plays second base, first base, wherever it is? The manager has to come out and says, there is an open competition at third base. It's between Devers and Bregman. And the best player is going to be our everyday third baseman. Yeah. Has the manager said that?
No.
Okay, so then what do you think teammates are going to do? And say, hey.
Who was the most public advocate for the acquisition of Bregman?
Alex Cora.
Okay, and has Cora in any way walked anything he has said back about the importance of adding a guy like Bregman to this team?
No.
This is what he wanted. Tristan Casas is a guy that thinks first base is a birthright. That he was here and that he can take his sweet ass time and his job's waiting for him. No matter that the team's two games out of the wild card with 30 to go, I'm going to hang out in Worcester for another week because it's cheaper here. God knows why. The fact is that Bregman is here for the very reason you are seeing the reaction by two of the higher profile players. Devers and Casas needed a kick in the ass, according to the manager, not me.
Mm-hmm.
And Bregman is a guy who, if you think this is a tough thing to navigate, Bregman earned the treatment, but the Astros were the most hated team in baseball for 5 years after that cheating scandal. And they won a World Series after it in a similar way that the Patriots did after Spygate and Deflategate. Bregman has dealt with things far more intense than dealing with Tristan Casas bitching.
So then that means Cora's going to come out today and go, what Casas said yesterday It's all on me.
That's not like, Cora's personality.
No, also, he doesn't need to come out and say it to you. He needs to deal with it internally, and I think he is. I mean, he said it again yesterday. He said it's about the Red Sox. It's not about what. Like, all you need to hear is Tristan Casas say, "I want Rafael Devers at third base. I want Alex Bregman at second base." Like what? What you want might not be what's best for the ball club. So go play your position,
right,
and see if you can help us win the World Series.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I have a question. When does Casas get to the point of talking about what's best for the team winning?
But isn't
as the, opposed to the feelings?
Isn't the manager then supposed to say, "Hey, listen, I'm the guy who makes the decisions. I'm going to let everybody know who the best third baseman is on this team." Not the players. Like, we criticize.
Did Bill Belichick say that when Harrison came in?
No, we criticize Mayo for not stepping up and saying.
Well, Mayo's letting not guys here anymore.
Right. Mayo didn't last
a year. I know that. But
unfortunately, for a reason. Because he's a nice guy, great interview.
The point that I'm making is that I would like to hear more from Cora to putting these fires out.
Well, you'll probably hear from.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Him next week. He literally was on our show last year.
Right.
He will probably be on our show this year.
Happy Friday.
Also, Curtis, can
and he lit the fire.
He did light the fire, yes. Did he start the fire?
That's why it's here.
He didn't start the fire.
I don't know, Billy Joel.
No, Ryan started the fire.
But it's always been burning.
Oh, office.
By the way, Curtis, in the Twitch chat, a suggestion from New Hampshire Ski Guy that you talking about birthright is irony. But maybe not. I mean,
Did he define irony? Because Alanis Morissette really butchered it.
And Curtis didn't really go into the family business, so.
No, that's true. I could be my sister. Life would be a lot easier, but, you know, I listen to you people every day.
What's next?
So why don't we actually hear from Alex Bregman? He was asked, Bradfo caught up with him. He was asked about Devers making the comments about wanting to play third base. And here is what Bregman said to our guy, Rob Bradford.
No, I'm super excited to just be his teammate. He's a great player. I think everybody in this clubhouse is worried about winning, and whatever it takes to help the team win, that's all I'm focused on. And I'll play wherever AC tells me to play. They've been great. We've been having a lot of fun. We've been taking ground balls back here, doing our work together, talking about winning, talking about baseball, talking about excited for the season. Last night we all got together, had dinner. It was great.
See, great move right there.
Great answer by him. Yep. I mean, the dude hasn't even unpacked his suitcase at the residence inn, and he's got to deal with this.
It's because
nonsense.
He's a legitimate professional.
Yeah. Right.
Wait, yes. So the guy that Cora brought in can handle all of this seamlessly. Huh. Interesting.
Shocking.
Almost like he knew what was going to happen.
I'll play wherever AC tells me.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I like it. All right, what's next?
Next, Greg, we can actually also hear from Alex Cora. Alex Cora talked about Rafael Devers meeting with the media, and here was Alex Cora.
Like I said, a proud individual that he was ready for it, right? He was ready for the questions, and he answered the questions the way he wanted to. He's one of those that, like I said, you know, I respect whoever sits here and talks. I respect that. It's not easy to do. But at the same time, you know, understanding that, you know, we're the Boston Red Sox and, we're going to be ready for opening day, and he's going to be part of it.
He was working out, and a good day of progress for him?
I actually saw him in the cage. Like I said yesterday, we're trying to be very specific in the things that we do, kind of like execute, right? And it seems like every swing, you know, him and Pepe, our minor league coach, you know, they've been together for years here, and he's like on point. He's still trying to get that feeling, you know, like he didn't swing that much in the off season, and obviously the shoulder situation, kind of like he missed that, you know, like the extension halfway through the season. He's trying to get that, and it was good to see. It was good to see. He was watching the live VPs over there, talked to Chappie. Actually, we had a get together yesterday at my house, and he was there with us. We're going to be okay.
Everything's going to be okay.
Sounding like Charlie Brown's teacher right
he's
there.
He's going to work it all out. He will. But what's he get? What's the grade he gets for you?
He didn't like. There's clearly.
Jeez, is this Sununu or Wiggy?
No. There's clearly. This is it's an issue.
And I don't
we're
think,
talking about.
I don't think Wiggy's coming at Alex Cora.
No.
I think Wiggy's saying let's stop divide in the clubhouse before it happens.
Right.
You're right. If he doesn't say anything, and you've got Bregman moved, and you've got Devers, and they're not winning, the Boo Birds are going to be out,
right.
And it's only going to cause more divide in a clubhouse. That's what you're saying. I don't want to put words in your mouth.
No, that's exactly what I'm saying. It's the same way when we felt about. Drake May is
the
starting quarterback.
Exactly, yeah.
Did Brian Bayo bitch when they made a trade for Garrett Crochet?
No.
No.
Okay. Why not? I mean, do they not understand it's baseball? Do they not understand that you're going to make trades or acquisitions to make your team better?
Right.
Right. Did Hendricks bitch about the acquisition of Aroldis Chapman?
Right, no, we're in agreement with that. Well, I'm just saying, where's your manager to step in to
the reins back
when he sees people bitching to step in and say, "Hey, I'm going to make the decision."
Right, you need somebody to take the reins and not just let all of these players run wild with their mouths. I think that's the issue that maybe Alex Cora can step in and say, "Hey, I'm the manager. I make the final decision. Everybody else needs to stop."
What did he just
say?
But
do you think anybody in that roster is doubting the power of Alex Cora, given the fact that he was the one who actually pulled the trigger?
No, we're not talking about that.
Bregman?
But he
just said he has to assert himself.
Himself. He just said, "Hey, I give a lot of these guys credit for standing up here and talking."
Yep.
Because it's hard to do. So he has to insert himself in. When there's a lot of nonsense going on, you have to insert yourself in, and it's got to be, I'm the leader of this ship.
Yeah.
Nobody doubts who the leader is.
Then why is there stuff coming out?
Because he likes this. He wants there to be a competition.
So
this team has lacked urgency.
He wants divide in the clubhouse?
Yes. just like there was divide on those Patriots teams when Rodney Harrison arrived and they all coalesced when the team was winning.
508 texter says, you guys are pathetic, making Devers the bad guy. I think he did that for himself. All right, anything else, Shine?
Yeah, I got one more. Excuse me. One more for you here, Greg. This was Noah Hannafin, a local guy.
Yes.
Talking about being able to play in the Four Nations Tournament for Team USA in front of family and friends and the local crowd. Here is what Noah Hannafin had to say.
I don't even know. I don't even think I want to know, to be honest. But, yeah, pretty much my whole family, cousins, aunts, uncles, friends, they'll all be there tonight supporting us. So, yeah, it's a unique opportunity for me and Jack, guys from Boston, just to be here in front of our family and friends and represent our country. It's a lot of fun.
Well, all right. That's cool. That's why I can't get a ticket. Noah Hannafin has all of them for friends and family and cousins and everything.
A lot of Massachusetts.
How many tickets has he got?
Yeah, that's
good. He got 20, 30? I mean, how about spreading the wealth around? Yeah.
Well, I mean, between the guys that went to BC and BU that are on the team, it's insane. Even Hellebuck went to UMass Lowell.
The thing is, Greg has been a Four Nations fan since jump.
Correct.
So you deserve to be there. I mean, when everybody else was saying,
I told everybody how great it was going to be. I told Jones over and over again, and he launched right into his negative take central on, this is going to suck.
We could start a GoFundMe for you to be able to afford a ticket.
Yeah, it would be nice. Yeah. I mean, honestly, I don't have anything planned tomorrow night.
It's very difficult. There's a ton of...
I don't know how the seats are. I probably have to throw my back brace on.
It's going to be so annoying when I see you just in a box, and I know that you paid $0 for it.
We'll see if we can work our way in last minute over there. All right. Well, it's going to be exciting, very exciting tomorrow night. Coming up, we'll get to Courtney in today's news. She is back, and unfortunately, a relationship gone wrong led to assault with pre-sucked Skittles. So we will get to that coming up next.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.